We have the man who sits on top of the leaderboard after the third round of the Australian Masters. 68 today to go at the 71 and 67 that he shot so far. That's nice looking screen you can see there. Matthew, with your name up the top.
Yeah, pretty happy with that, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that through 72 holes? Or is that?
No, that's 54. You have to play tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Larry.
No, I've checked. Yeah, you do have to. You've got to go through with it. Yeah.
Larry Kenning's with us as well. How did you feel out there today?
Yeah, good. You know, I like the golf course. It sort of suits my eye and probably suits my game a bit. I felt good out there. I don't mind a little bit of breeze when I play as well. So certainly had a fair bit of that today. I was pretty comfortable out there. I guess we'll see how we go tomorrow morning, whether it be as equally comfortable. But, yeah, we'll play it by ear.
Matt, your name might be a surprise to some. Those of us that have been watching your form this year, though, it's not. We've been watching how well you've played. Through the second tier events, you won the New Zealand PGA, and nearly won last week's New South Wales Open. So this doesn't come as a surprise to us. Are you surprised to be on top of the leaders board in such a great field?
I wouldn't have said that I was definitely going to be in this position, but it's not a surprise to me either. I guess I've had good form all year, and I'm not doing anything different to what I normally do. So there's no reason why I can't be up there, and yeah, I'm just happy to be up there.
You're one of the very few players today who hasn't got a blemish on his scorecard.
Oh, got a blemish on your face just there. I don't know. Was it?
I think I got one. I think I had one on 13, actually.
Did you bugger up 13? Oh, you did too?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have one.
Yeah, loose one there and then just a short putt. So, but yeah, apart from that, I rescued a couple and hit some decent shots and made a couple of birdies as well. So I think it's that sort of golf course. You know, there's been a couple of 7-unders and whatever through the week, but it's very difficult to shoot those numbers. It's quite demanding, and quite often it's very hard to get your ball close to the flag, particularly in the windy conditions. So, I think if you're plodding along and you're getting some birdies on the card just here and there and limiting your mistakes, which is what I've tried to do every day, you're sort of thereabouts.
Been a lot of talk about the changes to the golf course. You said you like the golf course, so obviously no problem with them.
I think it's great what they've done. We probably had a couple of holes where they were... Well, I guess it's probably not just my opinion, but they were rather severe.
A bit controversial, mate. Come on, you're leading the tournament. You can say what you like.
Absolutely, Larry. They were a bit controversial. I'll get a fine for that.
You won't get fined by
SEA. No, not by SEA. I think they've made some really good changes to the course, and they've number 5 green. I think it's turned into a really good par 3 now. It was pretty intimidating the way it was with 3 levels on it, and number 16, I think, taking the bunker out on the left, and just a couple other subtle changes here and there. 17, that really good looking green to hit a shot into visually now, I think, and a good looking hole from the tee gives you options, and I think they've done a great job.
What about the greens? With the amount of wind we've had today, and obviously we're going to have some wind tomorrow, and we're not going to get any rain by the looks of it, they'll dry out even more, be a bit slicker.
I guess that's one thing you always expect at Huntingdale. We've seen Masters over the years, growing up watching them as a kid and then coming out and playing them. I've had the pleasure of playing on the greens here when they're running like floorboards, and they're very quick. And I guess for some of the older heads who have played here a lot, earlier in the week, they probably weren't rolling as fast as we've seen, and you've still got those memories in the back of your head of a few putts, so you're a little bit tentative, but they've gotten quicker each day, and I thought today they rolled really well.
Andrew Evans is looks like being your playing partner tomorrow in the final group. Matt, that's got to be good news for you. You play with him today. He's a nice young fella, but I don't think he would intimidate you as much as maybe an Adam Scott or possibly John Sender.
Yeah, I've played with Adam Scott before a couple of times, and you're right, he's rather intimidating. Great bloke, but you watch him hit a ball, and then you really don't want to hit one following him.
Who's the golfer who talked about it was the sound of
Rumford? Brett Rumford was mentioned it early in the week. The sound intimidating.
I've still got a picture of playing with him at the Lakes on the Sunday in the Aussie Open there, where it was blowing. We got called off for the wind. It was the last one we played at the Lakes. I think Peter Senior won it actually. And he hit the most amazing tee shot off the first, into the wind, off the left. Nobody was carrying, hitting it over the water. They were all bailing out to the right, including myself, onto the sand pit. He's just stood up there and hit. I'm a golf pro, and I've played with a lot of good players, and all over the world. And this tee shot still just is clear as a bell in my mind. It was unbelievable. Just went straight through the wind and just went a mile down there. nobody else was down there. Nobody else was going to take that water on. It was, you know, it's just what he does, and you know, he's a fine player.
Yeah, he certainly is. What would it do to your golf career at this stage to win tomorrow?
I mean, it's a good question. I think, I guess it's a tournament I've always wanted to win growing up. You know, you've always wanted to, you have putting comps for Green Jackets at Augusta, you know, with your mates and whatever. But, well, you know, I've loved watching this tournament growing up, and loved playing in Melbourne. So, it'd mean a lot to me. This is the one I've wanted to win. I mean, you also want to win your Australian Open too, but this one to me has always had something special, and I'd love to do it.
Given that you don't get anything in terms of opening doors for you winning this one, would winning it change what you've got planned for, not for the rest of this year, but certainly for 2016?
Well, I think if you can get that win up, the order of merit position, then I think if you finish in the first two on the Australian Order of Merit, there's some things that go with it, such as World Golf Championships. If you win an Order of Merit, you've then got a British Open start as well. There's some things that go with it. So then, you know, what do I do? Probably, you know, you might then look at trying to join a European tour or something, if that was the case, you know, as a member.
You've played the European tour before.
And I have, played that for a few years. And you might then try and join as a member and then play the Australian PGA. If you're then to get, you know, and then you'll get Perth International as well. And then, you know, if you're able to score a couple of World Golf Championships where it's, you know, as they tag it, free money, you know, if you're getting paid to turn up, really, you could almost go close to securing a card again. So, I don't know, there's a lot of other scenarios, but, to me, I'm not really looking at that, but they're probably the only things that do come with the win, apart from the prestige and a great check as well.
Are you the only person that come from Canberra that's not a public servant?
Oh, Larry, I hope there's no one listening from Canberra.
or a Prime Minister.
Yeah, so...
living in Canberra.
It is public service predominant. Yeah, there's a lot of... pretty much all... Yeah, there's not much a private enterprise there, to be honest. But, yeah, no, they cop a bit of a spray.
So what was it that got you into golf and got you to that point where you went, I'll have a crack at this. This could be my profession.
Yeah, I used to... when I lived in Goulburn, I took it up. Actually, we moved from Wollongong to Goulburn. And, my best mate at the time, his father was a, you know, very good player under the old system. I think he was off about scratch or one. And, you know, we used to tag along with him of an afternoon, daylight savings, you know, rip a couple of clubs out and have a whack. And he'd be, leave it alone, I'll be in trouble. But, you know, and that sort of... We got going and we were very competitive and... Yeah, all of a sudden I was playing and playing, then give up other sports and, you know, and then all of a sudden you're just playing golf and, yeah, and that just became what I wanted to do, so.
And it wasn't Larry Canning's influence and you wanting to be the next Larry Canning on the...
I've got some stories about when I started my traineeship. Larry Canning was just in Barrel and I was in Mittagong, but well, I don't know.
Look at the time, Kev.
Yeah, it's getting away, isn't it?
Quarter past 5 already.
Everyone's got stories about Larry.
As you were going up the leaderboard, the stories about your relationship with Larry just kept getting
stronger
and bigger. I just thought, there must be something to do this. Hey, listen, what will you do now? Do you just go and hit a few balls, or do you just get away from the joint and clear your head? Or
I'm not going to hit any balls. I'll just leave that alone now, I think. Just have a massage with our medical crew down there and just try and iron out a few kinks in the old body. I'm getting a bit older. I'll just head home and back to where I'm staying with some good friends, Marcus Fraser's in-laws. So we'll head back there and have some dinner and probably lay awake all night. I mean, no, we'll be right.
No, good on you, Matt. Congratulations, let's hope tomorrow that's where you'll be again.
Thanks, guys.